60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Be careful out there. We're partying 1 week from today. The Jade Monkey, that funky monkey. 217 Cottage Grove Road, Madison, Wisconsin. We are throwing down a live broadcast, 3 to 6 p.m., an epic rager to follow. We're going to have a good time. Fancy Brian, are you going to come to town that day, man? Can you join us?
I'm a probable.
Probable.
I would put intending to go on my reception.
RSVP. Respondez, s'il vous plaît.
Si.
Okay, I'll put you down. I'll put you down for a maybe, big guy.
Sure.
And I expect all of you to just show up at the big party at the Jade Monkey. The weather next Tuesday, early forecast. Glorious! 66, sunny. That's like perfect, dude.
I need at least 400 people there. If 400 people show up, I will definitely be there.
Well,
I'm shouting out to you people.
Shout out. 400. That's a noble goal. I don't know if we'd have seating for 400, but, you know, you could stand.
I'm just saying that's the amount of people it will take to carry me. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Carry you home at the end of the evening. Well, later in this big show, I got someone to help carry me. My dead ass, I got Batman coming in studio here in Madison. Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign joins in the 4 o'clock Central Time Zone. And Dom joining at 5, of course. My little buddy joins us for the happy hour. But you could join us right now, the You Talking to Me Tuesday edition. Well, it all starts on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Fred, are you talking to me?
Fred from Cottage Grove, are you talking to me, man? What do you got?
I am, man. Hey, thanks for everything you're doing. Yeah, I'm going to try to make the party for sure. But anyway, have you Googled the profits that the oil companies have been making?
They're kind of fat, like FAT fat, like Crudy's belly sort of fat. They're fat.
Exactly. And they're blaming Biden for the inflation on the gas prices and everything else. I'm sorry about that. Believe me.
Sorry, Fred. Appreciate your call, man. Catch us on the flip side. 844-967-2789. Sometimes, you know, when the oil industry is lying to us and the Republicans are lying to us, and even, you know, of course, Foxy News is lying to us. Well, you know, it fans the passionate flames. Next time, Fred. Wanted to throw out an article that might get you a little stoked under the collar. Or at least that's what Tucker Carlson's been trying to do to his audience. And it's having impact. It's having effect. And I mean specifically the great replacement theory. And we're going to talk about this today. Philip Bump over at the Washington Post. I'd like to share some of this fine reporting. It was about a year ago when Fox News' Tucker Carlson first eagerly ripped off the mask. Here's the quote. I know that the left and all the little gatekeepers on Twitter become literally hysterical if you use the term replacement. If you suggest for the Democratic Party is trying to replace the current electorate, the voters now casting ballots with new people, more obedient voters from the third world, he said in April of 2021. That was about a year ago. But they become hysterical because that's what's happening actually. As Sergeant Wright, pardon me, Philip Bump writes, this was an explicit evocation of a line of argument once confined to the right-wing white nationalist fringe called the Great Replacement Theory. The idea, as Carlson makes clear, is not simply that immigration to the United States could reshape American politics, but that some cadre of elites is intentionally encouraging that to happen. And there was a sinister plan to literally, air quotes, replace native-born Americans with immigrants. Well, the only native-born Americans are the indigenous Americans, but, you know, that's not who Tucker means. More from this Philip Bump at the Post article. Despite Carlson's characteristic insistence about his own honesty, This is not what's happening. But the idea soon spread on the political right, first with one member of Commerce, Congress Rep Scott Perry, Republican from Pennsylvania. Did I have to say he was a Republican? I don't think I did. One of Donald Trump's allies in his bid to overturn the 2020 election. And then to Republicans more broadly, the idea that there's a plan to swap out native-born Americans with immigrants became increasingly taken for granted on the right. Last December, the Associated Press and the NORC conducted a large national poll examining conspiratorial ideas, including this one. They found that nearly half of Republicans agree to at least some extent with the idea that there's a deliberate intent to replace native-born Americans with immigrants. They're not taking your jobs, they're taking your votes, right? That's what Tucker would imply. Now, the AP NORC poll included several other questions related to the idea. They asked whether respondents were concerned about native-born Americans losing economic, political, and cultural influence as the number of immigrants increased, and whether they were concerned that the system under which elections are conducted discriminates against white Americans. You know, it's always a bad thing for white Americans. How can a whitey catch a break in this country? About 3 in 10 Americans overall agreed with the idea that intentional replacement was occurring or that native-born Americans were losing influence. About 1 in 5 agreed that the election system discriminated against whites. 20% have they're out to screw whitey theory in the elections. I'm sorry, that's how you got to characterize it. In each case, though, Republicans were more likely than Democrats to express agreement or concern. Yeah, there's a shocker. But half of Republicans, folks. Now, there's some graphs here. We can't exactly make them all play out nicely on the radio, but let me read on. Pollsters asked respondents what cable news channel they preferred. As might be expected, those who preferred Foxy News were more likely than Americans overall, or that those who preferred CNN or MSNBC to agree with the replacement theory idea. It's because they're getting it from Tucker over on the Foxy News. 3 in 10 of those who prefer Fox News held the agree concerned positions on the first two questions above. Among those who watch cable news closer to the right-wing fringe, you know, because there are some sources to the right of Foxy News. Let's call them One America News and Newsmax. The figure was 45%. So, you know, there is a fringe farther to the right than Foxy News. Here's more from the reporting at the Post. It's worth noting that this is not simply a theoretical belief about elites hoping to reshape the country. The AP poll also gauged why Americans believe that immigrants were coming to the United States. Why? Why are they coming? They included traditional reasons such as economic opportunity and political freedom. They also included reasons downstream from the idea that there was a nefarious intent to immigration, that immigrants were coming to the U.S. specifically to influence election outcomes or to change the American way of life. More than half of Republicans thought that each of those was at least a minor reason for immigrants to seek to come to the United States. A quarter thought it was a major reason. So let me get this straight. People are in Central South America. And, you know, there's cartel, there's political and drug narco violence going on. And they're like, man, I'd really like to get around this violence, get away from it. But only if I can dilute the white vote in the Americas. You know, if I can go up to America and affect the electoral outcome to the benefit of Democrats, then I'm going to cross the desert. Then I'm going to march my family because that would make it all worthwhile.
We can't even get half our electorate to go and walk down the street and cast their own vote for our own election. You're telling me people are going to go and cross the border and go through several countries just to get here to go and dilute the vote?
Well, Fancy Brian, here's the saddest part. It's not just Republicans that feel this way. Again, from the Philip Bump, the reporting at the Post here, A substantial percentage of Democrats agreed, it's worth noting. Half of Americans overall, for example, think that the changing America way of life is at least a minor reason for immigrants to come to the United States. But that's more than half of Republicans think immigrants want to come to influence elections is obviously linked to the fact that nearly half of Republicans think a cabal of elites is encouraging them to come for that reason. The great replacement theory is like QAnon times what? Joe Biden open borders. I mean, isn't that the theory? Joe Biden's got open borders, so they come here and Whitey's vote doesn't count for as much. And that is the nefarious plan, and someone encouraged them to do it. Hell, it's probably Oprah Winfrey.
I need specifics here. I need to know how you think this is going down. I need to know how these things are happening. I need to know specifics here before you go forward with this ridiculous theory. I mean,
buddy, you don't need specifics. You just need engaging fear on the right. Here's who you should fear. Here's why. They're going to take your votes or dilute them in some way.
Most people want to come here because of our culture so they can be a part of it, not to take it away.
And change it for the worse. Here's more. It also recasts the way in which this concept is sanitized. It's not just that these nefarious elites want to swing open the doors to reshape the country, with those seeking to come to the United States unwitting pawns in their plan. They're moving the pawns around the Central American chessboard, apparently. Overlapping these two questions suggests that immigrants are somehow complicit in the plan. Oh, they're clever, these Central Americans that would march up across the desert. You know, they're being drawn like the Pied Piper's calling them with the siren song of being able to dilute the white vote in America. It all makes sense now.
Or eat.
What was remarkable about Crudy's reading and Carlson's assertion last year was that it failed to recognize the actual problem for his political allies. Hispanic voters do vote more heavily Democratic than Republican, but the margin by which that has occurred is looking increasingly wobbly. The real Democratic threat to the GOP over the long term is that young Americans are more heavily Democratic than Republican. That, too, might be shaky, but it's certainly more of a problem in April 2021 than Carlson's feverish concerns about replacement. But Carlson recognizes that what Trump long understood, stoking immigration concerns is a good way to build your fan base, whatever the result and whatever one's own background. You know, if you got to burn it down to build it up. I've heard speculation Tucker Carlson liked to take a run at the presidency himself. Wouldn't he make you proud? You know, spewing the white nationalist, the replacement theory, the great replacement theory. I mean, you know, right now he's got the number one rated show on cable news. But, you know, hell, if he ran for president, he could have the largest platform in the world, the bully pulpit that is the U.S. presidency. Man, we'd be a welcoming country then, wouldn't we?
I'll vote for The Rock instead.
Yes. I would vote for A Rock instead. You know, like A Rock. Come back. You get it. Come on, more Devil's Advocates. Y'all get it? You're listening right now. We got a fine code devil for the next hour. He's Matt Rothschild. He's my pal Batman. He joins me in World Headquarters right here, glorious Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah, we got rocks out the window and rocks between our ears. More Devil's Advocates.
You got to be honest about what it means to lead a country. It means killing people.
Are you talking to me?
They take our jab!
On many sides. On many sides.
They take our jab!
They take our jab!
Take our jab!
I know how you feel, but go home and go home.